Hello, Skip.
Morning, I mean afternoon.
Either way. Still got a long day ahead of you.
How's that?
Thank you.
Yeah, we can just be pull out bed there, I'd be.
Don't live that far.
Go for a start.
Feeling some pressure?
We're all family here, we'll wait.
So easy a caveman can do it.
Little different look to your lineup tonight.
Is there? Let me see. Can I make that out? Yeah. Yeah. Gotta get all these guys playing. They haven't played really much since the break. And then we got a stretch of about 20 games after Monday. So, well, these guys are good players too, and I got a pretty good bench today. And, we'll ask them to play hard and be aggressive. And it's part of being a team.
Frey, you seemed like when he started back-to-back games, he was able to get more of a consistency in a stroke. At least he had better results at the plate. Is that tougher for a younger guy to adjust to coming off the
bench?
Yeah,
it can be, I guess. They get a lot of extra work. They've had a couple of live sessions, live BP. They did one at Qualls the night of the workout. I did that with Qualls and Tony and Gillespie. And then they got off Benson. The bench guys. They got another one coming up, I believe, Saturday. So that's part of, being a role player. And it's something that they've got to make adjustments to, for sure.
How much of a help do you think Skaito was to Barry last tonight?
He's a really weird guy right there. I think that I don't know that he shook one pitch off that I can remember. I think it was very helpful. Chris Snyder did a great job last night. No question, he had a lot to do with that. Understood what he had, moved it around, executed the game plan, and Barry had a very good slider last night. Very good control of it. He threw his fastball in and out. I kind of feel if I believe in using both parts of the plate. When I was a hitter, I didn't like that, especially when they pound you inside and make you keep honest in there. His hitters in general tend to look out over the plate. Keep them honest, that makes the other secondary pitchers play better.
I heard you talk today briefly about allowing your guys to swing on 3-0 counts.
Oh, yeah.
Is that just something?
Did you notice that?
Is that just something that you wanted to do since taking over as manager, or have you guys been pretty consistent with that throughout the season?
We did it a fair amount before that, but I can only think of one time right now that I didn't do it. The game, part of the game will dictate that, but you heard what I said about it, and that's what I believe. I believe it shows confidence in them. It makes them be more selective because, when I was talking on the radio today, I think it was Bob I was talking to, I told him that, we can talk about don't strike out. And I told you guys there's a mechanic to not striking out. So for you to just go up there and think about not striking out, it generally doesn't work out very well. So another way to look at it is don't miss your pitch. So have a keener eye, understanding what you hit best, and then having a keen eye and being selective to waiting for that pitch. When you get it, don't miss it. And, we all hit better pitches. I was kind of a low ball hitter, you know. And it changes from time to time. Sometimes maybe you're swinging middle in better, sometimes it's middle away. So you have to identify that, and then that's part of your game plan. So, and then if you swing at those pitches, which you're swinging good at, it's safe to say you're going to have better results. You're going to make better contact, you hit the ball harder, you're going to drive the ball more. So that's part of the 3-0 thing. It's, you know, you can, in many instances, it's the best pitch you're going to see. It's going to be a fastball. So that's kind of, I always yell keyhole from the bench. So, you know, I mean, you put it in a keyhole. There's a little spot that you're looking for. If it's there, then you want to offer at it. And there's, you know, the statistics show 3-0 average really isn't that significant, but the damage and the power and the like your slugging percentage would go way up. You have better results. So we're going to continue to work on it. That's part of the developing what we're doing, getting these guys to understand, like, because the pitcher throws a strike doesn't mean you swing. He throws a strike in your area, and given the situation of a game, if you're trying to drive the ball out of the park, then you've got to know there's an area there. If you're trying to get the guy over from second base to third base with nobody out, then it's another area there. If you're trying to bunt the ball, you know, you don't want to bunt a ball high. I mean, the game, it always changes, so you have to understand that, and then you need to have your game plan accordingly.
So is the biggest factor in that just recognition, or is it patience, or is it both?
I think it's, so the other thing that happens as a hitter, when you get ahead in the count, it's a good thing, yet it can, you can work against yourself because you kind of get energy in your body. You know, it's 1-0, so two, and then it gets 2-0, and all of a sudden you're thinking, he's going to throw me a fastball. If you watch enough games, they don't do that. Okay, like they'll snap it off. And you also are thinking, okay, 2-0 counts in my favor, and then all of a sudden you're thinking about hitting it out of the park. Not through the middle of the field trying to pull it. So you tend to jump at the ball. So part of that whole hitting with runners in scoring position, which we've done a great job at, really, and the numbers support that, or to hit ahead in the count, is to stay within yourself. Now, I would say if you're looking for a fastball 2-0 and they throw you a changeup, you don't want to adjust and dribble the ball. Swing and miss it by as far as you can. Okay, 3-0, again, you're just kind of training yourself to understand, you really focus on the release point, have an understanding, maybe you're guessing fastball, or you're looking fastball, you see it in that area. It's kind of like when you take BP. Well, they can probably do it up there, but it's much slower. So what we want to do is get our habits that we practice in the cage, off the tee, and our flips, and in batting practice, we want that to carry over into the game. So it's just part of, that's part of it.
You used Goody to close things out yesterday.
I told you why I did that.
Is he your guy though going forward?
I'm not naming a closer. We'll you'll be to the situation. You know, we needed the guy to get three outs before they scored two runs, and that's, you know, Stott. We talked about it. We meet in here at 6 o'clock. Stott and Sherrills. We kind of talk about it, how he feels about certain guys. He works with these guys tirelessly. And he's watching them on the line out there. They're working on their stuff. He's doing bullpens with them. He's doing film sessions with them, talking to them about game plan. And you know, that was his call last night, and I supported it. So I mean, I may overrule him tonight. I may go with him in general. I mean, he knows a lot more about pitching than I do. So I trust him. I'm going to go with his feel quite a bit.
Gibby, what's your thoughts about the team going for its first three-game sweep over spot in a long time?
I like it. It's a good spot to be in. We haven't been here in a long time. And we need to come out and play hard. And we need to battle to the end regardless of what the score is. We're behind. It has to be like it was Sunday in San Diego, but we got to win. That's a good situation.
Brandon Webb, any news, any update on Brandon?
No, I want to watch him throw. He's making progress. He's got ways to go. You know, you guys, he's just got a ways to go. It's coming slow. I've watched him now a couple times. You know, like when I had my serious injuries and then I had my surgeries, it's really, he's probably in the frustrating stage right now because mentally he's ready. You know, he wants to pitch. But it gets frustrating because, you know, like for me, my surgeries, the day came when, like, it was just like something was limiting me. And I just couldn't do what I wanted to do. And then, you know, one day I thought I hurt it again. I broke the scar tissue and it was gone. I did it my wrist. I did it my leg. So, you know, I think he's frustrated with it. And he's certainly frustrated with you guys anxiously asking him all the time. I don't think he really has any answers. I don't think he can honestly give you a date. I know I can.
Realistically, do you think we can see him pitch this year?
It's a possibility.
Follow up on yesterday talking about Mookinella, and you mentioned how you like to watch how people handle people watching press conferences, and you mentioned Tom Izzo, so college basketball. Anyone in football that you enjoy watching?
I don't really watch football that much anymore because I'm so far removed from it, and I'm kind of a hockey guy in the off season, so I tend to watch. You know, I was a big Scotty Bowman guy because he was in Detroit. You know, I like Bill Parcells. He seemed to be kind of a tough lover, true football guy. I mean, obviously, Belichick.
I wonder what you thought of his press conferences.
He certainly has his own identity, doesn't he? Yeah.
Gibby, as you draw near the trade deadline and being that the team is in this situation, being an ex-player, what's it like in the locker room as you draw near the trade deadline, the uncertainty of the future, where you stand?
It was never a distraction to me. I just felt that I had a job to do, and you know, I was hoping I was in the lineup, and then if I wasn't in the lineup, I just knew, tried to figure out what my role was that night. I mean, that's what you get paid to do, and it's your obligation to the game of baseball. So it shouldn't be a distraction for anybody. It's the way I look at playing this game is fun, and they should enjoy it. And if you move on, you know, we'll wish them well. It's okay. Go out and be a professional wherever you go and do the best you can, and again, play the game right. That's just the way I look at it. It's really not, it should not be a factor. All right.
Thanks, Gibby.
Okay.